We'll say this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Right. So, I mean, very simply, you got to do a lot to get yourself banned for life from, like, Walmart.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing so much that they ban you for life, you're doing okay.
Oh, so it's not just once.
No, it's this guy.
Because they look over that.
Yeah, it's this guy from my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, banned from all Walmart stores worldwide.
Wow.
He was constantly stealing from Walmart. And just the other day, got arrested for what?
Stealing from Walmart.
Yes. And they were like, okay, you're now on the wanted poster. You can't come into our stores anymore. And you know what? Look, I get it. I get it. Like, if you're just going to keep coming in here and stealing, you're not allowed in.
I mean, honestly, the first time you do it, you should at least be banned from that store.
Apparently, this has been going on a long time. And they were finally like,
wow.
Enough!
Wow!
Enough! Right.
That's crazy.
You're done. You're banned. So where...
They were showing him a lot of grace.
So where have you been asked never to come back?
Do you want to start the conversation? You should probably start the conversation.
Okay. My dog, Dougal, had it so good. We had a doggy daycare for him that was close by. He absolutely loved it. They would send photos of him having a good time. Strike one came when they were like, hey, just want to let you know, he was, they don't use this term. I don't remember the term they actually used, but they were like, basically, he was humping other dogs.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, what is the clinical term for that? So, because I've really only ever heard them, like, the dogs hump. That's what they do.
Yeah, so they were like, all right, you know, hey, not a big deal, but, you know, that is strike one. Okay, great.
And then how do you have a conversation with your dog? Like, hey, don't do that.
Then, you know, couple other weeks go by, things are good. Hey, by the way, as we're picking him up, Dougal had a little thing. We love him here. He's great, but uh-oh, was humping dogs.
Oh, no. Now, he's become a chronic humper.
Honestly, I don't remember if they said one more and he's out to me.
Oh,
I don't know if
they, like, a warning.
I don't know if they gave me that warning. Like, he's rolling around with four fouls, right? Strike two. And
he's about to foul out of the game.
And so sure enough,
oh no,
like a month later, they come out, you know, I pick up Dougal, and then...
And you thought you were through it. It's been a month,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
conversations like that.
Everything's good. And then I'm picking Dougal up, and they're like, oh, hey, hang on, the director wants to talk to you.
Oh no, when the director wants to talk to you. Do you get the sweats like you're being sent to the principal's office?
And look, I get it. You know, I don't want to be just a normal employee that has to drop this sort of news on a customer or person.
That's,
you
know, a higher level.
That's right. You give that to the manager.
You move that up the chain.
So the director comes out and he's like, hey, you know,
Dougal
is great. Love him, but he was humping again.
Oh.
So he's not allowed back. And I was like,
oh,
wait, so like for like how long? Ever?
Oh,
ever?
My gosh.
I mean,
what?
Like,
what?
Not even,
how,
like,
did you handle
I
that?
I mean, even when you get caught drunk driving, you can take courses and get your license back.
Exactly.
You mean to tell me my dog humps three dogs and can't come back to doggy daycare after a period of time? Are you telling me that? Yes. Yes, that's the... What if I get training from this place?
Can
what
you
if
do
I
some anti-humping training?
Yeah, what if I go through the dog training at your establishment? Will he get back on the good list? No.
No.
He is banned for life. So that's...
There
my story.
Is a certain level of shame that comes along with that too. Like, don't you feel like the worst pet parent? Like, Kelly, it's your fault somehow.
Listen,
right?
Honestly, Kelly, like this, depending on what jogging route I go, I can pass by this place. That's how close it was to our house.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was so convenient.
Oh, no. And you have to find another route because I would never go back.
Nope. I run him by it, and I go, you have ruined this.
you shame him. Remember when you used to go there?
And for a long time, he would, like, wag his tail when he'd see it because he's like, yay! I'm back!
There's lots of dogs I like to hump there, Daddy. Let's go back.
Here. Let's do this. Like, he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Kelly from Crescent Hill said Dougal's the registered sex offender there.
I'm telling you, he's on some sort of list.
He's on a list. Like, they probably have his little picture. Like, if this dog tries to enter this place again, do not allow it.
Yeah, he's on some sort of list. So, anyways.
Bless his heart. And he doesn't even know. Like you said, he doesn't even know.
He doesn't even know.
You have to live with the shame, but he doesn't.
Yeah. He's living in his Dougal world, just running around like everything's hunky-dory.
Is he still humping things?
No, not really. I think part of it was he was just, like, still puppy-ish. But,
right.
But whatever. It doesn't matter.
And apparently it's a power thing when they get excited, like happy excited, according to Gretchen. She sounds like an expert. She says hunching is the word.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I prefer humping, but yes, hunching. Sure, we can say that. All right. So, hey, want to know, where are you no longer allowed to go? Maybe it's because of your dog, like me, or maybe it's because of something, you're an idiot, and it's something that you did from the past, right?
Don't let Ben swim in his shame by himself.
All right. 502-795-1997. Y'all are pretty funny. It's 99.7 DJX. First of all, the fact that you're clowning on me and my dog for being banned from doggy daycare for humping. Lynetta says, oh man, you're telling on yourself, Ben. You know dogs and kids are products of their environment.
Oh.
What is Dougal really seeing at your house?
Oh no.
Hey, listen.
Oh no, I saw Daddy do it. I think that's what you're supposed to do. That's how we greet people.
We're a naked house. I've already told you that. What happens, happens. You know?
You're not helping.
Oh,
you're
sorry.
Not helping at all.
Megan said, my mom bans places. So some restaurants and establishments off limits due to bad experiences. Bardstown Road Skyline, certain subways.
Oh, wow. You're name checking people.
Oh, sorry. I'm sure they're lovely places.
Right. She said she always gives them a chance to remedy the situation, but if they don't make an effort, we all boycott.
Oh, wow. Damn. All right. Got a message from a listener. I, as well as five other friends, got banned from a Walmart, too, for putting all of the carts in the lot in a huge line. Probably about 90 to 100 carts.
Wow, that takes some effort.
Then we all pushed them in front of the entrance and no one could get in.
Brad?
Yeah, it was immature, but I was 16 when I did that.
OMG. Oh my gosh. Oh, and then Greg, he also got banned from Walmart.
Oh no.
For figuring out how to use the PA system.
Oh.
The first time I yelled, Sunday, 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 Monster Jam.
That's funny.
And then later, I went back and announced a bounty of one computer for capturing a shoplifter and gave a description that matched what my friend was wearing at the time. They didn't like that either.
Jeez. Oh, you guys have fun stories. Places you're no longer allowed to go, either because of your animal or because of something that you did back in the day. I got a message from a listener. I was kicked out of a Salvation Army because my family rented out their dining room for a family function. We were playing cards and the guy came over and told us that we had to put them away. I was young and did the sign of the cross with my middle finger.
Oh gosh.
The guy was a preacher. I just thought he was a nosy guy who decided to sit and watch our family. I also didn't know the Salvation Army was considered a church, LOL.
OMG.
Not allowed to go back there. All right.
Duly noted. Jake says, when I was a teenager, I kept stealing the bowl of lollipops at my bank.
Oh.
And they wound up forcing me to close my account with them.
What?
I only had $100 with them anyway, but wow.
Dang. All right. All right.
Bold move, though.
That is bold move.
You can just go buy. They're not expensive. You can go to Walmart and buy lollipops.
Right. Right. Exactly. Here, let's take. We have time. We'll take a few more. All right. 502-795-1997. Where are the places that you're no longer allowed to go? So where have you been banned? It's 99.7 DJX. Got into this fun conversation earlier this hour. And I got a message from a listener who said, I got kicked out of my son's old apartment complex.
Oh, gosh.
I guess they tried to screw my son and his girlfriend out of some money. And I went in, went off on the manager so much that she kicked me out, told me I could never come back.
Wow.
Said mama bears are vicious. That's right.
We get it.
That's
we
right.
We get it.
Another listener said, I used to go to a Chinese buffet every day during lunch. It was very convenient. It was right next door to my job. I didn't have to wait. And I'd rush in. I'd eat. I didn't have to wait and for the rush like normal restaurants. But after 4 days of literally tearing it down every day, the manager said, nope. You can't come
because
back in.
They ate so much at the buffet. Like, nope, you're eating us out of house and yes. home. We can't afford you anymore. Get out.
That is crazy.
Wow. And back then it was only $12.99, they said. Yeah. I wasn't a profitable customer.
Damon said, I'm no longer allowed to go to Waffle House. He said, me and my friend ate for 3 solid hours. The waitress came over and said, hey, we're closing. You got to go. And we're like, you're open 24 hours. And she was like, well, we're closing in 15 minutes anyways. Bye. Don't come back.
Wow.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, but your thing is you're open 24. Not for you.
Yeah, not for you.
Kyle says not allowed to go back to White Castle. Tried to trade a garbage bag worth of popcorn for burgers. I guess they don't take trades there.
I guess they don't. I guess
no,
they don't.
They do just accept
Kyle
cash.
Must have worked at a movie Money. Theater because I had a friend who worked at a movie theater and at the end of the night when they closed, you know, they couldn't.
What do you do with all the popcorn
yeah,
that wasn't sold?
Yeah, yeah. You put it in a, you know, in a clean trash bag and you take it home and you munch on it.
Yep. Eric said there's an amusement park where I'm from and they have these mini speed boats that you drive around a little lake in.
Yeah.
I thought they were bumper boats. They were not bumper boats. Banned.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Easy mistake.
Easy.
But if you don't see the big, like, black rubber bumpers around the little
sure.
boat, you should that should have sure. been your first tip.
Sure. All right. Those are good
Bless
stories.
Bless his heart, though.
Yeah, good stories there. Things you're not allowed to go to anymore because of, well, your youth. Ignorance or your animal. If you got any more, you can feel free to text them in 502-795-1997.
Wait, one just came in on message. David said, I was kicked out of a Burger King in high school for pickle racing on the windows. What is pickle racing?
What is pickle racing?
I don't know. I don't even know. Are you like dragging your pickle along the windowsill? Like what's happening?
Pickle racing?
Pickle racing. Or is it for like the little like dill pickle slices? Like the
I
little,
don't know.
And then you're like rolling them? I don't know. I don't
That's
know what
funny.
It is, but now I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm curious.
But don't
All
do
right.
it at Burger King.
All right, there you go. Good stories.